We've all been through a lot over the last few years. Pandemic, of course, politics, Brad Pitt. I just threw that in because I needed a P word. I don't have nothing to do with Brad Pitt. Well, he's been very successful in his career. Since this is a special Summerfest edition of If Steve Ruled the World, I'm going to ignore all the political BS and how dumb our elected officials are, their obvious ignorance of what voters really want, and instead focus on a celebration of Summerfest, which is finally, well, not finally, but back where it belongs. We can argue about the weekend thing. I'm not good. This is a positive bit right here. Did you all know it started in 1968 and was somewhat inspired by then-Mayor Henry Meyer's visit to Oktoberfest in Munich, Germany? How cool is that? It was originally held at 35 different locations across the city before settling at what is now Henry Meyer Festival Park, perfectly named. Over the years, it's seen performances by Paul McCartney, the Rolling Stones, Stevie Wonder, Aerosmith, and just about anybody else that matters in the world of music. Thank you, Bob Babish. And Don Smiley, known as the world's largest music festival. I would say it's the greatest music festival. And it surely lives up to that name. It's also a place on a hot day where attendees would be wearing everything from cutoff jean shorts, Daisy Dukes, tube tops, old Van Halen concert t-shirts, goth cosplay, and just about every other fashion style popular since the 1960s. And that's just one day at Summerfest. I'm not going to go as far as saying most of the patrons dress to get attention, but I guess the best way to describe it for the rest of us is a what-not-to-wear runway fashion show where the runway is miles of pavement along the Lake Michigan shoreline.
You can't handle the truth!
If Steve ruled the world!
Thank you, Jack. One of the best things about having Summerfest in the actual summer is that the weather actually cooperates. This year, so far, so good. We're in the 70s, 80s sometimes. And by the end of a very long day romping around the grounds of Summerfest, you'll kind of look like you just took a shower, really. Sticky, you know what I'm talking about. Now, most of what passes for summer around these parts is typically conversations about which festivals you've been to and how much beer you drank last night. I'm a fan of both, trust me. But there's really more to summer than that. You want to really enjoy a summer and Summerfest? Try a wine cooler. How about shaking off the shackles of your addiction to Miller Lite or Busch Beer, whatever it is, Bud Light, and trying an import or a local craft brewery? Stretch those alcohol wings a bit. Nothing says I'm afraid of change more than drinking the same beer every day, every year, for the rest of your life. That's why we have so much division in this country. Inflexibility. Resistance to change. And let's be honest, good old Squawk Radio brainwashing. But since I'm here to talk you off that political ledge, I'll give you my straight, unbiased, smart take on alcohol consumption. Quality matters. Less can be more. If it's 90 degrees and you're sitting outside in direct sunlight all day, I would add some good old H2O to the mix. Nothing says I can't handle my alcohol like passing out from dehydration. Don't be that guy.
That was my skull. I'm so wasted.
If Steve ruled the world.
That's weed, but we get it. Thank you, Spicoli. I don't know if you're like me, and chances are you're probably not, but I'm ready for Summerfest this year. Think of it as a reward for good behavior. Unlike most of your friends who don't listen to my show, you don't overreact to things. You don't post crazy things on the internet. You don't pretend that the vaccine was worse than the virus. You went about your day, did your job, kept moving forward. Summerfest is your reward for that common sense approach. That's why you don't see the political crazies down at Summerfest. We all know they only come to Milwaukee to see the Brewers play, and if you ask them what the college travel was, you'd get a bewildered look with this song playing in the background.
If Steve ruled the world.
Damn, I love that song. This is one of those rules that probably shouldn't need to be said, but sometimes a little reinforcement is a good thing. Flip-flops are not an appropriate footwear for Summerfest. I said it. Flip-flops are not an appropriate footwear for Summerfest. Hell, the only place anybody should be wearing flip-flops is in their yard or on the beach. Nothing says I don't really walk much more than a conscious decision to wear flip-flops to a summer festival, which will require literally miles of walking in often high temperatures. While I'm on the subject, They're not appropriate for work either, unless you work on a beach. And if I want to see that much bad foot hygiene, I'll get a job at a nail salon.
Are we clear?
Yes, sir.
Are we clear?
If Steve ruled the world.
All right, now, one of the big factors I play this year with Summerfest, and really any event, is inflation, right? All the talk about recession, gas costs, thanks, Joe Biden, and even the price of booze is being impacted. Some out-of-state visitors may say it's too expensive to drive to Wisconsin to go to Summerfest. I say that's crazy. Let's say your trip costs you, what, $20 more for gas? Summerfest has multiple stages, incredible artists playing mostly for free. Now, math has never been my strong suit, but I'm guessing seeing and hearing the likes of a Rick Springfield, Todd Rundgren, KC and the Sunshine Band, or the Commodores for absolutely zero cost. I have no idea if any of those folks are actually playing at Summerfest, by the way. Other than the price of getting to Summerfest pretty much offsets the expense of gas fill-up. Did you notice I picked artists that were all over 50 years old? Well, you could say that I'm out of touch, but you would be wrong. You could say that I understand modern music, but you would also be wrong. You could say that the new music is less about music and more about woke culture and appealing to a younger generation, which doesn't understand the nuance and significance of musical talent versus commercialization and marketing. That's hard to say. And I just ripped through that like nobody's business. And you know what? You would be right.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
If Steve ruled the world.
One of the coolest things about Summerfest is the relationships that have been born on the grounds. We all know somebody who met at Summerfest, dated, then got married, often divorced years later, but let's stay on the positive. Let's not blame society's failures on the greatest music festival on the planet. It starts with a casual glance on one of the side stages during the band's break, perhaps an offer of a beverage or two, casual conversation, often awkward, but as the night goes on, fueled by alcohol and the passion of what might be a precursor to a night to remember. Memory of the night, probably, but not the name of the person you spent the night with. But again, different story for a different day. It's part of our unique relationship here between festivals and romance of our brief but spectacularly hot summer. Come on, who hasn't had this experience? I dare you to find a person in Southeast Wisconsin who doesn't have one or two of these hookups on their Summerfest dance card. It's the backdrop to some awfully good music.
How are you? Summer loving. Had me a blast.
Summer loving happened so fast.
I met a girl crazy for me.
Met a boy cute as can be.
Summer days drifting away to other summer nights.
Well, tell me more, did you get very far?
Tell me more,
like does he have a car?
If Steve ruled the world.
All right, a little grease for you there. If you listen to the show, you know I love to talk about summer weather. It's a reason why we continue to live in the States. The opportunity to thaw out and unwind after our long, cold six-month winters. Although climate change, I said six-month on purpose, weather people. Although climate change might knock it down to about 4.5 in our lifetime, Summerfest is the centerpiece of a summer culture here in Wisconsin that celebrates shedding our coats, shedding our inhibitions, and hopefully shedding our political affiliations. If even for a moment, of course, that's always challenged by the Rube, who decides to wear his Let's Go Brandon t-shirt to Summerfest. Here's something for all the Let's Go Brandon fans out there. The former presidents of the United States with a rather unique take on walls, paints, and hot temperatures.
You see the wall there, you see the wall here, and they have to get a paint job on the wall. It doesn't sound very elegant, right? The wall is a steel wall with very powerful concrete, 5,000-pound concrete in each bollard. And then in that, you have rebar, very powerful rebar. It's very, very hard to cut, very hard to do anything about. And we have to get that painted now. They have to paint it. Because if they don't paint it, bad things are happening. I'm looking, and it has to be painted. And the best color to paint it is black. Because if you paint it black, it's so hot, nobody can even try to climb it. Not that they're successful anyway. Those are anti-climb panels on top, which I didn't want to do, but they said, sir, we need them, and they are great protection.
If Steve ruled the world.
So much sense or so much nonsense. You decide. A short one as we head to the stretch. As I've said, summer and Summerfest is a chance to relax, unwind, just enjoy some great music on a great lake with friends, family, and about 100,000 other people who really just want the same thing. To forget about all the other nonsense swirling around our heads, it's a festival designed to lower your blood pressure, raise your spirits, and chill your soul, all in the heat of a summer day in Milwaukee. And I know he's a Jets. Damn you, Aaron Rodgers, but I think he had it right.
Five letters here, just for everybody out there in Packerland and yourself today. R-E-L-A-X. Relax.
If Steve ruled the world.
I'll end it this way. Summerfest returns in the summer this year where it should be. And it did last year, too. Weekends only for sure, but I get it. With the promise of incredible performances, new relationships, and an enthusiastic, symbolic, post-pandemic, post-Trump, optimistically speaking, middle finger for all the BS we've had to put up for the last few years. Here's a return to normalcy. Here's for that. From festivals to politics and everything in between, that is this week's...
It's Steve. Rule the world.
Take us to break, Brandon.
Summertime is finally here. That old ballpark man is back in gear. Out on 49. Man, I can see the lights. School's out and the night's rolling, man. Just like a long lost friend you ain't seen in a while. You can't help but smile. And it's two bare feet on the dashboard. It's a sip of wine, it's summertime.